Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Alex from K20, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How's it going with you?
Excellent. I don't want to call you Alex from K20 this whole time. So what's your name and what do you do with K20?
My name is Alex Strukoff. I work at the K20 Center as the curriculum writer for math and science. So I take our authentic strategies and I put them into lessons for teachers to use.
Okay. And so what is your, what's your backstory in education? Like, how did you get into education?
Well, I started education as a teacher. My bachelor's is in elementary education, but I ended up teaching middle school and high school math and science. And then I joined the K20 Center as their curriculum writer when I started my doctorate program in educational psychology. So I've spent a lot of time in education.
Yeah.
It becomes your life somehow. You just wake up one day and you realize education is all you do.
Yes, I feel a little bit the same way, but I'm pleased that it's my passion as well as my job. So, So what was the intention for this chat? Did you guys have, I know the last chat K20 did, there was a little bit of research they were doing. Were you guys doing research on authentic learning on this one, or were you just trying to get the conversation going?
We are not necessarily doing research with this particular chat. We do research with authenticity frequently. With this particular chat, we decided that we wanted to spark a conversation about positive learning experiences that are available via our pillars of authenticity, which are value beyond school, disciplined inquiry, construction of knowledge, and student-centered learning. And we did an excellent job of that, even though they weren't said by name. We saw all four of those components happening in that chat, which is exactly what we wanted.
That's awesome. So can we break those down real quick? Take that first one and say it again.
Of course, value beyond school. That's the idea that students know why they're learning this. It matters to them. It's a skill that they're going to take with them beyond this exact learning experience. The next one is disciplined inquiry. That's based on the idea that students are having conversations between each other and also teacher-to-student conversations.
Yeah.
To make sure that we're able to go deeper into the content instead of just learning at the surface level. The third one is construction of knowledge. That's the idea that we're going from lower order thinking skills like definitions up and moving up towards higher order thinking skills, which is using the information in a different setting or analyzing or evaluating information. And then, of course, the last one, which is probably one of the most important ones, because if you do student-centered learning, you're actually doing all of those other things as well, which is where learning revolves around what the student is doing and what the teacher is facilitating, not the other way around.
Yes. Okay. I do remember saying something like, how is this valuable to me? When am I really going to use this in life?
Exactly.
All right, good. So I was on the right track. I joked with Tyler Bridges I was going to have to look up authentic learning beforehand.
We have wonderful infographics on authenticity. If anyone needs it, they can just email any of us.
Sweet.
And so, yeah, and that's what I was saying. Even though they weren't by name, we saw so many components of authenticity in the responses. So people knew what authenticity was meaning. They just didn't have the exact words to describe it.
Well, will you send those to me so I can post them on our website and link it to you guys?
Definitely. Woo-hoo! It's beautiful. It's color and everything.
Well, did you have a favorite question going into that night, or a favorite one that turned into your favorite question based on the answers?
Both going in and depending upon the answers, my favorite question was question 4A and B, which was talking about what are the barriers that prevent teachers from creating authentic learning experiences for their students.
Ah, yes.
Yes, yes. That was definitely my favorite because we have, everyone speaks about the dreams of what they want to see in education. We have so much research about what should be happening in education. And authentic learning experiences definitely aligns with what should be happening in classrooms. However, there's a big jump from theory to reality. And that question was really addressing that jump and how we can bridge from theory to reality.
Yes. Okay. So I answered a lot. It's hard. We have lots of students. You can't please everyone all the time. Not every lesson has real life education. And then I put that I know of. But then I also like followed up with, for the love, please stop taking a weekly grade on ABC order when we mastered that back in October. You know, that's not authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so that's what it's talking about. Some of the barriers are the constraints that are put upon teachers based upon accountability measures.
Yes.
And so how do we not abandon those accountability measures, but rethink the way they should look to be able to fit authenticity in?
I love
it. And so that's one of the, that's a very large barrier for teachers. But then also what I loved was that follow-up question of how are we going to overcome those barriers?
Yes, I like it. So does the infographic offer ways, or do you have some ways to overcome a few of those barriers?
Oh, definitely. The infographic talks about authenticity, and it does provide really great verbs that you can just check in and be like, is this what is actually happening in my classroom? Are my students synthesizing? Are they discussing? Things like that. However, our Learn website, which I'll also send you a link to, provides a substantial amount of strategies, which were highlighted during the chat,
yes,
that are at our specific teaching moments that teachers can integrate into their classroom that can help them reimagine their teaching in an authentic way, or more likely, help them put purpose behind what they're already doing, because a lot of teachers are already doing really great things and are probably doing authentic teaching strategies, just like with how the chat went. They just need to know that there is real words and real research behind what they're doing.
Yes, good. Well, were there any answers that kind of stood out to you?
Well, in conjunction with question four, Kevin Heim said that sometimes we create a culture that is comfortable to adults but not conducive to student learning, which is a prime example of where, in conjunction to another answer to that question, fear of failure, that it doesn't fit in the box, teachers might have to give up control. There's so many times where we as adults, since we are the ones in control, we go to what is comfortable for us and what is safe for us.
Yeah.
Because of a lot of reasons. But then that is a barrier that's preventing us from just trying new things. You know, you never know. You never know how things are going to turn out unless you try it.
Do you?
And so those are questions that stood out to me because I feel like they're very common, and that there are things that, as administrators, as superintendents, as teachers read those answers, they have the ability to reflect on, am I doing this? Are there ways that I can overcome this barrier?
I like it. I think it was Andre Dotti, but he said something like, seeing it modeled makes more real life connections for the teacher. Sometimes a teacher doesn't know how to make it authentic, you know? And so does K-20 put on any PD where they're modeling some of these authentic lessons, you know, or practicing some of this stuff?
Definitely. Within our Learn website, under our strategies page, we have videos that we've made of what the intention of the strategy is, ways that you can modify the strategy, and little video clips of the strategy happening in real life so that you can watch it happening. We also offer a wide variety of professional developments that if principals want us to come present to a group of teachers, that we will come model those strategies for teachers to see this is how it happens in real life.
Oh my word. Are you serious? What's that cost?
Yeah.
Do people?
I'll send you the contact information for that as well, for all of those. We love coming and seeing schools, visiting teachers, and seeing things happening in real life and helping that happen.
Yes, please send me that too. I'm just thinking about, you know, our education training coming up this summer. So, well, what excites you in education right now, or what is on the cusp that's just about to break, you think, that might be like the next big thing? Not necessarily silver bullet, you know, because I don't think any one thing is, but what's exciting in education right now for you?
Well, not to talk about authenticity some more, but teacher preparation programs are helping facilitate the shift away from a very prescriptive teaching style. And we see more and more that it is okay to try innovative, exciting things. We saw that with the STEM push.
Yes.
That we want our kids thinking and growing, not parroting back at us information. And the fact that that has taken, set fire, I hate to say that during on the beginning of wildfire season,
oh,
but
yeah,
you never know. But how that's starting to grow and grow, and how more teacher education programs are helping their future teachers not only learn about it, but how to do it.
Okay. Who are your edu heroes right now? Who do you look up to or read in education?
Well, I read lots of people, considering I'm in a doctorate program. In terms of who I'm reading, Reinhard Pechrin and his control value theory is one of my main heroes. It taps into why we learn and the emotions that brings us to a learning experience, and how those emotions shape how we interact with that learning experience.
Okay.
I will say, on a practical note, above him, my main edu hero are every single teacher in Oklahoma right now, because they are the real facilitators of change. No matter what research I'm digging into, they are the real change agents, and everything that they do, they are heroes to me, including how early they wake up every morning.
Whether on purpose or by an alarm.
Because they just have to get to school on time. That's one of the things when I was a teacher, I would always stress to people, I cannot be late because school is starting whether I am there or not. I have to be there on time.
That's hilarious.
And I have to be ready to go.
That is hilarious. Well, Alex, thank you so much for chatting with me. I really look forward to hearing from you again, so I can't wait to see what K20 has on the horizon.
Of course. I will be sure to send you those resources, and anytime you want to talk about education or what the K20 Center is doing, invite me back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay. We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.